Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Title is Murshid Se Darkhast Dua. Saqiya Jam-e-Ulfat Pila De Meri Islah Ki Bhi Dua De Saqiya Jam-e-Ulfat Pila De Meri Islah Ki Bhi Dua De Mere Maula Se Mujhko Mila De Aur Gunahon Ko Mujhse Chura De Mere Maula Se Mujhko Mila De Aur Gunahon Ko Mujhse Chura De Mujhko nafrat ho har maasiyat se Rooh ko meri aisi dawa de Mujhko nafrat ho har maasiyat se Rooh ko meri aisi dawa de Hot kaza agar maasiyat ka Hoon maghloob himmat khuda de Hot kaza agar maasiyat ka Hoon maghloob himmat khuda de اپنی آہِ سحر میں یہ کہنا اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے اپنی آہِ سحر میں یہ کہنا اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے چین کی نیند مجھ کو سنا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے چین کی نیند مجھ کو سنا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک اہل تقویٰ کرم سے بنا دے جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک اہل تقویٰ کرم سے بنا دے اپنے اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے اپنے اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد this important bayan and very beautiful bayan of our ordinary of our great illustrious Dada Sheikh Ari Billah Rumi وقت بريد زمان حضرت شاہ محمد حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ حضرت has presented this bayan in the form of a dua in teaching us that how important is it that a person first of all should have the talab, the desire of one's islah, that the speaker how Allah Ta'ala can purify our heart and Allah Ta'ala can come into our heart. For that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has instructed us, كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, be with the true righteous servants of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So one is that a person makes dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat, begs Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala gives a person tawfiq, guides a person, now a person goes in that direction, that is in the majlis of the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and then take the medicine from them, what they give us, and together with that, while making dua to Allah, we should ask our mashayikh also to make dua for us, and ask one another to make dua for us,
so that we have the zikr of our Islam, and as we will learn in the end of this beautiful bayan, till your last breath you have to be worried and concerned of your condition. Hazrat says here that Saqiya Jami Ulfat Pilade, Meri Islah ki bi duade, that my Shaykh, that is beautifully the Mashaykh have termed the majalis of the Ahlullah, the Khankas, have termed it so to say like a tavern. A person goes to the tavern but he gets intoxicated and he gets lost in the lust of this world and he forgets who he is. This is that tavern where you get the drink of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you come to your senses and you realize why, who have sent me here? Allah ta'ala has sent me here. Why did Allah send me to gain this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And where should I get it? Allah ta'ala has also taught me that from the true lovers of Allah. So when we come here, one is we come with the correct intention, with the talab desire, and then we take the medicine, that is what our mashayikh will present to us, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the greatest medicine to cure all our diseases, and the easiest way to cure all our diseases. So one is we listen attentively, as Hazrat has taught us, that we listen attentively, and then we preserve it, we make a niyyah to practice, and then pass it on, and together with that we request and we beg for du'as from our mashayikh, and we make du'a to Allah Rabbul Izzat, that mere mola se mujhko mila de, aur gunahon ko mujhse chura de, that oh my Shaykh, teach me this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will connect me to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And that is what we have come here to learn, this love of Allah, how to gain this connection of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And what is this? This is a positive aspect, but if a person wants current to go through his body, the love of Allah, you need both positive and negative wires. Then only you will get electricity. So on the one hand, the positive aspect is to learn how to come in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then get the strength and the courage from the mashayikh how to stay away from the disobedience of Allah. That is one, we learn the love of Allah, and what is the sign of that? That, oh my Shaykh, give me that courage, that love of Allah that penetrates from your heart into my heart, that now I free myself, and you give me the courage and you teach me how to leave every type of sin, every type of disobedience of Allah that will block me from getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in such a way that you teach me this, mujhko nafrat o har maasiyat se, rooh ko meri aisi dawa de, that oh my Shaykh, give my ruh, my soul, such a medicine, the spiritual medicine, that is we learn how to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do the cause in the marifat, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then now a person will have such hatred for sins that a person doesn't just leave it and feel, oh, I missed out an opportunity. A person gets hatred, and this is the sign of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we beg Allah Rabbul Izzat, and this will come as a person takes the treatment, making our zikr regularly, and be conscious about this. Make a niyat in the morning when we get up. Our mashayikh have taught us that a person makes an intention that I will not, for example, look at haram, I will not go towards haram, oh Allah, I try my best, intisare awamirillah, try to obey your commands to the best of my ability, and istinabi amawainihillah, that all those things they have made haram, I will try my best to stay away from that. Then a person will see, you will be conscious, and if perchance shaitan mislead us, you will realize and you will make tawbah. That Hazrat further teaches us here, O takaza agar maasiyat ka, ho na makhloob himmat khuda de. That doesn't mean now you won't get the desire. The desire will still come. And so Hazrat is teaching us that, O Allah, when the desire of sin still has to come to me, don't let me be overpowered by my passion and desires. Don't let shaitan and my nafs overpower me. Give me that courage, let me use that courage which Allah Ta'ala said, فَأَلْحَمَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Here we come and learn how to use that breaks of ours. and gain the true what the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to have the desire of sun. This is actually mashayikh teach us the fuel to rise towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. To become the friend of Allah, that desire will be there. But now learn how to control it. And this is what we learn here in these majalis. One is we make dua, and together with that we take the dua, and then consciously we have the concern of our Islam daily and every moment. And for this, now a person begs Allah Ta'ala also, apne aah sahar mein yeh kehna, ey khuda apne kaam mein raza de. Now a person, as he gets the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wants to build his contact with Allah Ta'ala, he makes an effort to get up middle of the night. And at the time of tahajjud, he takes that deep sigh of regret in the early part of the morning when everybody is sleeping. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us at that time, make your connection with Allah. And beg Allah Rabbul Izzat, that oh Allah, give me your complete and perfect happiness. And this is what we have come to learn here, that we get our this kamil rida, the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is by making an effort to be in the obedience of Allah and staying away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person begs Allah Rabbul Izzat for this and is conscious of this, then Hazrat says, now what you will get, this peace in your life, and the real peace you will get when your eyes close. Chain ki neen mushku sula de, khabe ghaflat se mushku jaga de. That oh Allah, that you give me that complete and perfect love of yours and your happiness, that I have a peaceful sleep. One is in this world, I don't have all these nightmares, etc. Because of a person's thoughts generally, that what he sees all day, and the thoughts that play in his mind just generally troubles him in his dreams also. But when a person tries his best to live in the obedience of Allah, you see Allah Ta'ala grants him a peaceful sleep. But the real peaceful sleep is that a person is woken up from his state of unmindfulness. And we don't just lead a life of unmindfulness and just pass our life and carry on as just a routine. Time for salah, I'll just make my salah, etc. And then carry on with my daily routine. But consciously, a person lives a life of alertment, that a person should not fall into the trap of shaitan, nafs, in the disobedience of Allah. And then a person makes an effort to live in the obedience of Allah and pass on this message. And then see, like Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi made such an effort for the ummah, that when he passed away, his mother actually said that Mera Yusuf ne apne aap ko khub takaya, that my beloved son, he tired himself in gaining the love of Allah, in spreading this to the ummah. Now Allah Ta'ala will give him a peaceful sleep. And that is the real worry we have to be worried about. As we see our mashayikh, they go about tiring themselves. And you say, Hazrat, you must be tired. They all say, make dua, Allah, give us a peaceful sleep in the qabr. That is the time to rest. That is, if we wake up from our slumber, and we wake up from our unmindfulness, then inshallah we have hope for this. And we beg Allah Ta'ala further, jab se mujhko ae mere malik, ehle taqwa karam se bana de. That oh Allah, what that special jazb of yours, that magnet, how you pull your friends towards you. As Allah Ta'ala says, Allah yajtabi may yashau ilayhi may yuneed. That person who wants to get close to Allah Rabbul Izzat, he's making an effort also in this direction. Then you see Allah Ta'ala's jazb, Allah just pulls him. And what is real jazb? Hazrat has explained, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi explained on one occasion, that when you're sitting in these Mubarak majalis or anywhere, the thought comes to your mind at that time, that now I must change my life. How is it that I'm living? That is actually jazb. At that time you make sincere tawbah, and now you just make that effort now to start coming onto that path and using your courage. So on the one hand, we beg Allah Ta'ala that oh Allah, pull us. But the system of Allah Rabbul Izzat is, we have to make dua, we have to make that effort. But together with that, beg Allah that very high stages of becoming among Ahle Taqwa, the people of love, the people who have all the time concern that they must not displease Allah for a moment. Allah must not be unhappy with us. that, oh Allah, please, out of your kindness, just count me amongst them. I cannot be amongst them, oh Allah. But you brought me in this majlis, oh Allah. It's a sign you want to count me amongst them. So Allah, I beg you out of your kindness, please make me and count me also among the Ahl-e-Taqwa. And what is the sign of Ahl-e-Taqwa? The more you get the recognition of Allah, the more the love of Allah Ta'ala penetrates, the more abdiyat, the more humbleness comes in the person's heart. And the more he realizes, what a useless servant am I. That how am I, in my ibadat, how am I spoiling it all the time. And here we learn from our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh, and this was the concern of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. All the time, as they get closer and closer to Allah, the fikr and worry, apne akhtar ko ruswa na karna, uske uyub, aibo ko raya rab chupa de, that oh Allah, reality on the day of Qiyamah, please don't disgrace me on that day. The dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, wala tuhzini yawma yub'athoon. We see our Shaykh al-Mashaykh, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi, one night, whole night at the Kaaba Sharif, reading the ulama explained that they heard Hazrat reading this dua and crying, E Khuda, E Banda, Ra Ruswa Makun. That, oh Allah, please don't disgrace the servant of yours. Karbadam man sirri man payda makun. You know all my secrets, oh Allah. You know the condition of my heart, the thoughts, all this. Shaitani thought that people must recognize me, this name and fame, oh Allah, you please don't disgrace me. And all my faults, oh Allah, cover it. In other words, give me tawfiq to rectify my faults. That now my eyes only fall on my faults and I don't look at the faults of anybody else. I just see goodness in everybody. So that is why Allah Ta'ala has brought us here to gain this love of Allah, begging Allah Ta'ala, begging our mashayikh, taking the treatment and then all the time worried. Our last moment, it mustn't be such that we are at disgrace in the court of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, out of His extreme mercy and kindness, Allah Ta'ala covers all our faults and make us amongst the Ahl-e-Taqwa.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhin istafa. Alhamdulillah, Sheikh Mukhtar comes here every year in Ramadan also. He spent whole Ramadan, major part of Ramadan here, and we can see the concern and fikr he's got there for the youth, etc., for the propagation of deen. And in that environment of France, it is something very, very meritorious, where it is full dunya, just all secular, everything, atheism, etc., and to be making effort there, it is a great, great thing. And alhamdulillah, he talks here with us. It was in French, we don't understand French, but Allah, if our niyat is correct, the benefit we will get. Just like, for example, Zohar Asr Namaz is silent namaz. And if a person doesn't benefit in the silent namaz, he won't benefit in the loud namaz also. In the Isha, Maghrib, Fajr. And really we should see namaz is that ibadat which keeps our iman intact. And it polishes our iman, cleanses our iman all the time. Allah give us tawfiq, especially in Ramadan, where Anwarus Salah is done. That Allah give us tawfiq to listen to it and to try and bring it in our lives. And thereby, when a person will benefit from namaz, then especially from the jahri namazes, the subject matter which is read, and even if we don't understand, we all know namaz is still for us on us. We still have to come for namaz, and also namaz is that great ibadat that Allah Ta'ala has made it, that in every rakat, how many times we have to say Allahu Akbar? In every rakat about 6 times. Okay? So in 2 rakat, 12 times. And then we men who make it with Jamaat, we listen to it from the Imam also. And we have to, all our whole day's namazes that we make, all our farad, sunnat muakkada, wajib, the amount of times we say Allahu Akbar. And in fact, this is the one takbir, one tasbih, that it is at least 11 times farad in the day to say it. To start our namazes, our fajr, Zuhar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, Witr. To say Allahu Akbar at the beginning, it is farad. and we have to say it with that amount of sound that we hear it ourselves. So that is faraz. And then we as men, we hear it from the imam also. And if we include all our sunnah mu'akkada also, then that is another 5 times. So about 11 times to say Allahu Akbar is faraz. And if we count all our other basic namazah, the sunnah ghair mu'akkada for the day, the amount of times it is said in the adhan, we reply to it again in adhan, it comes to about roughly 600 times a day that we say and hear Allahu Akbar. And it appears that this is to bring the greatness of Allah in our heart. We take out the greatness of our nafs. We all want to please our nafs all the time. But my nafs, you are nothing. It's time for namaz. Allah has called, So I will be going for namaz. And also, our nafs and shaitan also. Shaitan also tries to mislead us all the time. And shaitan comes in different forms, which the ulama have written, ikhwanu shayateen, the brothers of shaitan, min al jinni wal ins. They are from jinnat also, and they are from human beings also. All the evil shayateen, and they will discourage us, put impediments, rukawat in for us to go for namaz, etc. Sometimes laziness, sometimes the watch won't ring, the battery will go flat, or whatever else. And so all these things, but we have to try and understand that Allah is the greatest. More greater than our nafs also, more greater than shaitan also. And Allah is more greater than any authority also. Allah is the greatest. And Allah is the greatest. He is the one who created us also. And it is Him that we are going to return to also. And He alone is going to take our accountability, our account in the year after. So everything lies with Allah Ta'ala. So to realize the greatness of Allah and then the greatness of the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Each commandment of Allah is very great. In fact, not only the faraid, but even the sunnah, mustahab, nafil is all from Allah Ta'ala. And by the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they didn't distinguish that this is faraz, this is mustahab. For them, everything we had to do. And the fuqaha later made all these categories, but as a true Muslim, we should try and also do everything. They have made these categories for us to practice on deen more easier, not to find loopholes. They said this is nafil, so we don't do it, this is sunnah, and find a loophole, not at all. But it is that we practice upon every aspect of deen, that should be our jazba. That we want to practice upon every aspect of deen. And to understand that how great the commandment of Allah Ta'ala is, Mahmud Ghaznawi, Rahmatullah Ali, the great king, and who was a very pious king, at one time told all the courtiers, he took out a very, very precious stone, diamond, ruby, what very precious, the most precious. And he told all the people in the court to break it. They couldn't understand how can we break this, such a valuable stone, the most valuable. So they all didn't break it. Then Ayaz, who was his slave and who has taught us a lot of lessons of how to be the slaves of Allah Ta'ala, the Mahmud Ghaznawi rahmatullah alayhi told him, break the stone. Without a second thought, he broke it. And he smashed it to pieces. All the other courtiers, they sort of reproached him, reprimanded him, that how can you break the stone, the king's most valuable, most precious stone. So he then asked, what is more valuable, the stone or the order of the king? Is the order and the command of the king more valuable, or is the stone more valuable? So that is the lesson Allah make we can learn also. And from the whole Islahi Jalsa, if we could have learned that also, with so many good talks that were given, Allah give us the tawfiq to have understood it, to retain it, and then to understand what it is. So to understand each command of Allah, even a nafal, even a mustahab, It is all from Allah Ta'ala and has been taught by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not do anything of his own accord. Every word of his, every action of his was by the command of Allah Ta'ala. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum also did not do anything of their own accord. They followed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to the T, exactly what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did. So every command of Allah, Allah give us tawfiq as much as we can, that we fulfill every command and understand. And if this comes into us, then deen is alive. If every command, the five branches we talk about, they are all this. Today forget the nafal and the mustahab and sunnat, but if we, our aqaid are just correct, we are also very lucky. And together with the aqaid, the yaqeen on the aqaid, to be convinced of those things. Today, like for example, capital punishment. How many of us will feel that it is cruel, it is too hard, that if a person has murdered, in return you take the life of that person when he's found guilty. And this is to be done in public. Anywhere, and a group of the Muslims, we Muslims must witness it also being done. And in Medina Sharif, one alim, maybe he's still living also, he explained that when the people of Medina saw it, he said that was maybe about 30 years ago, 40, and before that, they witnessed it. He says like a person couldn't speak a word. Everyone was like dumbfounded. And in this, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ لَحَيَاتٌ, that in qisas, in taking this what Allah has made qisas, there is life in there. He says then, you don't hear of a case of murder again for how many years? Yeah, because the sentence is so light comparatively. So therefore people, it's like a joke to murder. People don't worry anything about it. But if you have this in qisas according to Islamic law, an example of one person is made who steals, his hand is cut for example, then everyone takes a lesson. Unfortunately, the enemies of Islam, Shaitan, the head and the head enemy, he has put it that if that punishment of Islam is to be brought, then you'll find the whole country without hands, because they can't understand and comprehend that stealing can be curbed, not curbed. It can almost it's non-existent. In Afghanistan, when the Taliban were ruling, and now also they are ruling, at one time one journalist had come there and asked that you people have established Islamic law, what benefit have you seen? So they said, you want to know it in theory or in practice? They show it to us in practice. So they took a bag, a handbag, a tachi, and filled it with $100 notes full. How much must be there? And left it at a bus stand and said, just leave it there and tomorrow we'll come back and see if we still find it. Abad, it was still there, just like that. So this kind of peace will come when Islamic law will come. Also, in this ayat, Allahu Akbar, Allah reward our ulama, how beautiful they have explained that وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتٌ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. There is life. So your life, your nafs also, if you take it to task and you punish your nafs, you will see you get life. That is when life will come. As long as we are slaves of the nafs, like the world, we are slaves of man-made laws. So the whole, nobody is at peace. In the whole world, wherever you can go, wherever you hear, there is corruption. There is no limit to corruption. There is the thieves, the hijackers, whoever you can think of. So in the Islamic life, when this nafs will also come into control, then we will know what life is. But until we haven't given the punishment to the nafs, and this is all what the Islahi Jalsa was about. Not just talking or not just listening. Allah give us all tawfiq that we bring it into our lives. And this bringing it into our lives is not really reading wazifas, making zikr, that is part of it. But Allahu Akbar. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib, Damat Barakat, we all should make dua to. He's admitted to hospital, he's not feeling well. So make dua for his health also. He explained that he says that compared to Quran Sharif, ulama have written that our wazifas, our zikr, is like wood, is like steel. And Quran Sharif is like gold and silver. Zikr is also very important. But Quran Sharif tilawat, we must not miss it out. But at the same time, many of us, when we hear some wazifa, then we are very excited about it. Some little dua, we are very excited. Good, we must do that. But the thing is to change, bring an Islamic lifestyle within us, which is the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, the sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If we just, Maulana Saeed Khan Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, had explained this beautiful point, that when the Russians in those days, all the Muslim states that were there, and they wanted to attack them, they came with all their army, etc., to come and attack. They came and all a plan, a strategy, they came full force, and suddenly they retreated again, just suddenly. And when they retreated in such a way that they were going one on top of the other, and in a very, very fanatical way, they all retreated. So the Muslims were surprised also. The Muslims with their army, whatever they had, they were ready. And when they investigated, they said that shrine, that tomb, that mazar of that certain buzurg, the buzurg had come out, and with what forces he came, we couldn't stand in front of him. So we all retreated. After some time they came again. The Muslims were sleeping that our buzurg will come out again, and with all his forces will come, we have to do nothing. And they just walked over all the Muslims and conquered all the states. So we mustn't be sleeping about all these things. We must be aware. And Islamic lifestyle is the answer. Commands of Allah, Sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That has to come into us. Today we are living like them. We have added namaz also. Those of us who are namazis, Allah accept. We have added some more little bit sunnah dress outwardly. We have added a bit more. Some umrahs also, some going in jamaat also, coming khanqa also. But our inside is still just, we are still like the non-Muslims. Our lifestyle, our weddings are like that. Our even Quran Sharif khatams are like that. Whatever we want to raise funds, we raise it how they raise also. We do all the wrong things also. Our entertainment is like that. Everything, our homes are like that. The gardens around our houses are like that. Perhaps it doesn't even strike us that we must have a Muslim home. What does it mean to have a Muslim home? What type of a home? When we want to build a house also, we'll give it to the architect. Perhaps we won't even, it won't come to our mind also, that what is an Islamic home? How should a home be built Islamically? If that is there, parda becomes very easy. Everything, even in the family, if there are 3-4 brothers living together with their families, all in one building, that also parda becomes easy if we do it. But we do it the wrong way, then we say it's difficult to practice on Islam. If we do the wrong thing, then it will be difficult. You do it the right way, then everything. If our attitude is Islam, all the practices of Islam will come in our lives. But when our attitude is a different alien lifestyle, and then Islam then to get up for Fajr is a problem. To make all our namazes become a problem. Allah give us all tawfiq to understand and make this a means that the proper deen comes into our lives, inshaAllah. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.